The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just me today. Robin's here. She's just not here. So I just wanted to say good morning to everybody. This is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Aaron, our normal producer, is, well, I don't know if we call him normal, but Aaron, our regular producer, is away this weekend. And we have Michelle with us this morning. Good morning, Michelle. Hey, are you used to being on the air commenting or doing any of that stuff? I should ask you. All right, well, I might ask you a question every now and then, but I won't embarrass you, okay? All right, that sounds good to me, too. So, how's everybody's week been? It's been a busy one for me. Been out making the final, hopefully final deliveries for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly this week, so... you know, it's online, too, at MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com. If those of you have any interest in, you know, checking out the new issue, you can do so online or grab a print version somewhere at one of our great advertisers and sponsors, including Clyde Sport Shop, including Bay Line X and Catonsville Line X, including Bel Air Gun Range. You can pick them up there just about anywhere. And if not, just send me a text or call, email Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. We'll be glad to get you a location near you. So pretty interesting issue. We put the hunting license prices in there. We put the Black Bear Lottery in there, which I did apply for my hunting license. And well, I got my hunting license, and I applied for the Bear Lottery this week. So I got the senior consolidated license, the bow stamp, the muzzleloader stamp, the new Sika deer stamp, the bonus antler deer tag, and applied for the bear permit. $57. So that allows me to take 3 whitetail bucks if I get picked for the lottery of black bear. I did not do the waterfowl thing. I didn't do the hip permit, and I didn't do the federal waterfowl stamp because I haven't hunted waterfowl in a couple of years. So, you know, if that situation comes up, I can always go back in and click on those options and add that to my license. So, but you know, I was very happy with that, and you know, for $57 to be able to do all that anywhere in Maryland across the state, to me, that's a bargain. That's just a bargain. So, and even for those younger guys that, you know, even if it's $30 more for the $35 season, all season license, it's still a great bargain. Still a great bargain. Hunt with a muzzleloader, hunt with a bow, hunt Sika deer, you know, all your whitetails, very, very generous limits and that type of thing. So, hopefully, those of you who applied for the bear permit will get good news, and we'll go from there. Plenty of bears, seeing lots of bears, lots of pictures of bears. We do need a good picture of a bear, though, for the cover of the upcoming record book. The record book's coming out this fall. We've wound up the measuring on the bears. We came up with a final bear. Fell out of Frederick County, and we've collected some really cool, what I call legacy deer here in Maryland. We've gone back over the old Maryland records. We've gone back over the national records, Boone and Crockett Club, Pope and Young Club, we've looked for some outstanding animals, and we tried to track some of those folks down, and in some cases we were able to find them, and other cases we weren't. But we've got quite a collection of legacy whitetails coming up in the next record book, with stories, with photos, with the measurements and things like that. So we're excited. We really are. The team, the BBS team, Bucks, Bears, Stags team of measures, no more exceptional team of men and women, including Robin, that can be found, really. One of our fellows was here last Sunday attending a wedding. It came from Cecil County to Dorchester County to attend a wedding. Fellow had reached out from Dorchester County. He made contact with him and said, "I'm going to be in the parking lot at such and such. Bring your deer," and measured it in the parking lot. A really nice Sika deer. The fellow was from Maine, just happened to be in Maryland for the weekend, and had the deer, I guess the deer mount with him, or picked it up. I can't remember which, but whatever it was, this is the kind of extra effort our guys go to. I'm really, really impressed with them. Really impressed. So we've got a great team, and we'll have a great record book coming out. Almost 560 new animals were measured, and some of those, maybe 25 or so, were moved over from the other records programs, like I told you, into the Bucks, Bears, and Stags records. I mean, they're still in the national records, but just a little addition of some stories and things like that. So we're really happy, really happy. Oh, coffee. Oh, man, that was good. So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We would love to hear from you. We are still giving away the fish and tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. I think it's a striped bass package just in time for fall fishing. You can register to win that, and I don't know if Michelle and John went over the contest with you or not, but do you have a contest sheet there somewhere?
I do not.
Do not. All right. We're going to need to grab a piece of blank paper.
I have a piece, yes.
All right.
Good.
All right. There might be some. I don't know where Aaron keeps the blanks, but anyway.
I have something.
Okay. First and last name, phone number of a caller who wants to get in the fishing tackle contest.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then all they have to do is go on the air with me.
Okay. Sounds like we got some callers.
All right. Let's hear from them. Let's see. Who's our first caller?
I'm just answering now.
Ah, okay. I got it.
I'll get you in a minute.
We got it. Okay, we're good. We're good. I don't believe Michelle has ever been our producer back at the station for this show. We did have a chance to talk to longtime friend and overnight producer John Vincent, who runs the board overnight sometimes. And John has produced a number of our shows and recorded a number of our shows from the past. And so it was good to catch up with John. He was there when I connected this morning. So we're.
It looks like we lost that caller.
Lost somebody. Yeah. Oh, no. Well, that happens.
Well, we're getting our sea legs.
So. All right. So that number again, 410-WCBM-680. Call, get in the contest. I think we pretty much determined that the muzzleloader contest is going to run September, October, November, for the reasons we shared last week. We got some emails in over the week, and people seem to be preferring the earlier rather than later. So that's how that goes. So the muzzleloaders are here. The first muzzleloader that will be given away in September is a CVA. Folks at CVA are great. They're great. And remind me to tell you, they just introduced something this week. CVA are great. They already sent the muzzleloaders. So I have in my possession a Wolf model with the integral scope mount. It's got the rings with it. All you need to do is buy the optics. Same way with the second month, which is October. That's the Optima stainless steel black synthetic stock. And even the third one is the same kind of deal, stainless steel, black synthetic stock. I believe that one has the Picatinny rail on it to you'll need to have independent rings and get your scope with that. So, and that's the Acura. That's the Acura. So great values. You know, if you win, you got a free muzzleloader, and that's fantastic. And there's, I don't know anybody else that's doing that. So, all right. Welcome, Michelle. Give her a call, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and, you know, make her feel welcome. So, also got a very interesting letter I'm going to read here shortly. But right now, I've got to tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, summer's coming to an end, and it's been a hot one. It's been a little difficult to spend a lot of time out in the yard, and I really feel for those guys that, and men and women that have to work outside during these tremendously hot days. But, you know, Labor Day's coming, cooler days are coming, so it's time to take a look at your backyard and say, look, I want to get out there this fall, I want to do some grilling, I want to get a, you know, a new picnic table, I want a place to relax, I want my backyard to be my sanctuary. Well, Backyard Billy's is the place where you can go for all that stuff. You want to dress up your backyard for, you know, entertaining family and friends, or just, you know, just go out there and do some grilling for your own. Backyard Billy's in Kent Island, known for making backyards fun. Tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor patio furniture, including tables and chairs. 300 Adirondack chairs in stock. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. Find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. They have greenhouses, dog houses, dog kennels, chicken coops. You name it, for your backyard, they've got it. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, that's where the barbecue grills and that's where the stoves and fireplace inserts are. Yep, Traeger, pellet grills, Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, ceramic grill smokers, and even the brand-new stainless steel Memphis line of grills. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture at Backyard Billy's, the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. You know, our friends at Clyde's Sports Shop, I stopped by to see Rich the other day. He's running a place now. Mr. Clyde is out on a medical leave, and we looked at some nice guns and talked about guns and ammo. We talked about crabbing. We talked about fishing, and we talked about, well, just about anything for the outdoors, and that's what Clyde's is all about, all the crabbing supplies and fishing tackle and bait, live bait, frozen bait that you need, and even those great Browning firearms. Coming up early waterfowl season, you might want to take a look at the BPS Field Shotgun. Browning, BPS Field, a newly designed stock with a new look, a large trigger guard, matte blue finish barrel and forged machined steel receiver, and features bottom ejection, which is important. Then there's the vintage Tan A5, a reliable short recoil operated auto-loading shotgun with a rugged composite stock, texture, gripping surfaces, and shim adjustable for length of pull, cast, and drop. Full coverage retro vintage tan camo finish with Invector D5 choke tubes. Why not take a look at the waterfowl shotguns from Clyde Sport Shop? You'll be glad you did. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSports.com is the website. They're open 7 days a week at Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting. Right there, Clyde's. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the battery warehouse near you.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex. Cool Ice. That's K-O-O-L Ice in Cambridge has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken bones. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Everywhere you go.
All day at work.
Or when I'm at home or in my car.
It's always with you.
On my phone. On the app. Duh.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love.
Download the app.
Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked this plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man.
Guns, keep us strong. All right. Let's talk to Mike in Rosedale. Morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
I just called in just to say hello. Heading to work.
Heading to work?
Saturday morning. Yep.
Yeah. Shame you got to work on Saturday, but many of us do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I work most of the Saturdays.
Uh-huh.
It's available, so.
Well, hey, if you can work it, and you know you want to work it, then more power to you.
Yeah,
if you take the bull by the horn.
I got it scheduled to mid-October. Then I'm done with all overtime. My Jesus.
That would be mid-October. That would be muzzleloader season or duck season. Which one? Muzzleloader?
Muzzleloader, but I bow hunt too. So.
Yeah.
That's when the overtime stops and my fun time begins.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I'm gonna try a little something this year. I think I'm gonna try and do a little bow hunting early. I might, see if there's a decent velvet buck out there. Never taken one. Been in the stand when my bonus daughter shot her first deer with a bow, which happened to be a nice velvet buck. But, you know, 90 degree bow hunting doesn't turn me on.
That's what I was getting ready to say. I used to when I first started out hunting, which was many years ago, but
yep.
When it gets hot, you got ticks, you got jiggers, you got mosquitoes, it's no
all
fun
that,
no more.
All that fun stuff.
It gets cool, you know?
Yep. all that fun stuff. I don't blame you. I mean, I do the same thing, but, you know.
I mean, I used to hunt when it was hot, but it's just takes the fun out of it somewhat.
Yeah, it does. I mean, you know, you got to hike in, you got your boots on, and you got to have high boots on to keep the chiggers and the ticks off of you. And, you know, you got to hike in, you get a little sweated up, then you climb your stand. That adds more sweat. And then you sit there and you go, well, I must smell pretty good right now.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
So,
I tell you, I always look forward to it, even though I don't hunt the early season. It's just that point of saying, hey, it's in, you know.
That's exactly right.
And you start, you know, you start doing your chores on your properties to get ready for it, you know.
Yeah, and it's been tough to get out there and get your stands lined up and, you know, your ladder stands put in and all that stuff. And I know there's guys out there that have done their trail camera duty and, you know, already started, putting out their supplements and their bait and that type of thing. It's like just to get the pictures to see what's out there. And that's all fun of it if that's what you want to do. Me?
Yeah.
I know the one farm, you know, pretty well. I know where the deer travel. I know where their ambush points are, you know, for bow hunting. And I just, I don't worry about the cameras and the feeding and the baiting and all that stuff. I like to just go and see where the rubs are, see if there's any activity, you know, early on, and then set up and do my thing. So
yeah, you're a seasoned veteran. You knew it. You've been through all that stuff.
Well, you know, it's doing your due diligence. When you got a piece of property, you got to walk it. You got to do your woodsmanship. That's the thing. You know, good woodsmanship to me outdoes baiting and cameras and all that stuff. Plus, I like the surprise. You know, I like the surprise. What did we do before trail cameras?
It doesn't even matter if it involves hunting, trout fishing, ATV, and being out there shooting a gun.
Yeah.
Now, everything about the outdoors I love.
Exactly. Now, let me ask you on your trout fishing. I had a call with a fellow the other day. He said that trout fishing after the first week of the season was done. Trout vanished. No crowds, no people, but there were no trout. What did you find this year?
I only got out twice this year, so I really can't give you any data on that.
All right.
You know, when working long hours during the
year. Yeah, okay.
But I love to go to, you know, Western Maryland and 15 Mile Creek. I got up there twice this year.
Got it.
Gunpowder is normally like after work. I usually hunt gunpowder. I mean, fish gunpowder, but.
Yeah.
Just when you get home after working 12, 14 hours.
You don't want to.
Kind of knocks it out of you. Getting older now, so these long days are starting to impact me a little more.
We both are, buddy. I mean, I don't have the body strength I used to have. I'm out there throwing, you know, bundles of magazines around, climbing on and off the truck and loading the truck and unloading the truck. And it's like, you know what, Alan? You're starting to feel this a little bit more now. But I'm thankful. I'm thankful to God that I still have I can still do it, you know, at my age. But and hunt and climb, you know, I had out of a climber. I'm thankful that I can do that. I'm thankful that, you know, if I take a deer, I can field dress it and get it out of the woods by myself and that type of thing.
That's real, real good. But, you know, the bottom line is probably the activities you do on the outdoors keep you in shape to do that, too.
That's true. Yeah, I appreciate that. You're absolutely right.
Sure. Yeah. I've had two uncles that buried into the family, and I'm one of them. You know, I had a big family. My grandmother had 15 children.
Whew.
But the two of them that married into the family got me into the outdoors, and I was a young boy, and I just took to it. You know, I lived in the city, so that opportunity he didn't see often, you know. But my two uncles kept me into it, and I enjoyed it, and it's kept me out of trouble, and, you know,
that's the main thing.
I appreciate them being mentors to me, you know, get me involved.
Absolutely.
You know, it's,
absolutely.
It was, It was a blessing. While my friends were hanging in the bars, I was home sleeping, so I was getting up and going fishing and hunting with Uncle Ray and Uncle John.
Nothing wrong with that deal.
And they're nothing still, wrong. Actually, both of them are still active, too.
Well, that's good.
I'm 58, so they're in their 70s.
Well, don't look at them like old guys, because, you know, I'm 69 years old, so, you know. So there you go.
Like I said, it's just been another trip.
Yep, no question.
I just want to say hi to you and Robin, and you guys have a good weekend.
Thank you, buddy. You too. Thank you.
Take care.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Who's next? That would be Claude. Good morning, Claude. How are you?
Good morning. How's Robin? Is she okay?
Yeah, she's okay. She's just in need of a rest. So.
Well, everybody needs one.
Yep. So what can we do?
Well, I'm not really a hunter. Never have been. But I listen to your show, and I love your show.
I appreciate that.
I'm a private detective at my own security company. And this SB1 bill, how's it going to affect you guys now?
Well, you know, I have to bow to our friend over there at 2A Maryland, John Jocelyn. I'm not, to be honest with you, I'm not that expertly versed in the SB1 deal. What are you looking at?
Well, say you can't carry your gun in certain places anymore.
Well, that's true. That's true. But
well,
common sense,
you can't take it in a hospital. Common sense, you can't take it in a courthouse. That's common
right.
sense. But to say you can't bring it in a public library or a public place.
Right.
That don't really affect private security and owners of a security company because we can carry unrestricted.
Right.
But I don't know if they're going to make any new provisions on us. Because we haven't got any updates on it. So I don't know how it's going to affect hunting people is what I mean.
I see. Well, there are some aspects of it that I need to really dig into. And I've been slammed, you know, before the General Assembly, during the General Assembly, after the General Assembly. And I haven't really picked out the deal on how it affects hunting on SB1. I understand it's a, you know, it restricts the carry and that type of thing. I also know it's being challenged. It's being challenged in court.
Well, it's unconstitutional, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, no question. So, yep. So, but I'm sorry, I can't be. You know, I'm trying to be as honest as I can be, and I don't want to say something stupid.
I appreciate it, but also I would like to tell people. I was a volunteer firefighter at Queen Anne Hillsborough for many a years.
Right.
And you live down on the Eastern Shore, and it's all volunteer fire departments.
Exactly.
So I would encourage people to donate to Sutlersville or whoever's having that bash or whatever. Any of these volunteer fire companies, Queen Anne, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Give generously if you can to them. Because they make a world of difference when that whistle blows. And you're out on that highway. And
well, I agree with you. I agree with you that you should donate to your local fire department. No question about that. Okay? If the fire department itself has a raffle for firearms, then right. I believe you should support that. If a conservation organization has a gun bash right. at a local fire department where, you know, where they have a room and they serve food
right.
and all that stuff. You got
right.
if you got that, and the money goes to the conservation organization rather than to the local fire department. Yeah, you might win a gun, but what have you done for your local fire department?
Right, right. I agree with you 100%.
So,
I've
right,
been here for 20 years, my friend.
Well, thank you for your service on that.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been great talking to you.
Nice talking to you. You have a great day.
Ben, Robin, my love.
I will. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Let's see. Yeah. I know, John. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. All right. I'm probably going to read this the second hour, but I want to get this off my chest. Okay. Right after last week's show, got a nice email. And this is for you to listen to. It's a very short letter, email. And I would like your comments on this as listeners, whether you agree or disagree. That's very simple. Alan, your show doesn't seem to be relevant anymore. Haven't heard any fishing, hunting, DNR guests, etc. In addition, you are now on the Eastern Shore. Your advertisers are mostly near you, not, in capital letters, the main area served by WCBM's pattern. Backyard Billy's is an hour drive from Owings Mills. Spurry's is even further. Puzzled why someone in my area would drive a 130-mile round trip to visit either of those vendors. You are no longer supported by local establishments. Bel Air, maybe not in the WCBM main footprint. In addition, you have so many commercial breaks, there's no continuity in the show. Your show used to be interesting. Some of the callers, who seem to be fewer and fewer, are occasionally interesting. But mostly people you know, and the conversations with them don't always mean anything to listeners, As long as I am complaining, your choice of bumper music is old and boring. That's it. Gives his name, I won't say it. Long-time listener, never caller.
Well, that's his problem.
My reply was to send him a map of the studio or the station footprint from York to Frederick, south and east, down through down through Baltimore, down through Annapolis, down across the Eastern Shore, Delaware, and out into the Atlantic Ocean, with Easton dead center of the broadcast footprint, dead center. Okay, that was my reply. No commentary. No negativity. I just bit my lip. And, you know, had this been 20, 15 years ago, I might have blistered him. But I didn't, because I really wanted to carefully consider what he had to say. I showed it to Robin. It upset her. And I said, you know, look, we're in the public eye. You got to grow a little thicker skin. And that's not her. Trust me, that's not her. She's a very sensitive and kind and compassionate woman. So I sent a map to this fellow, and his reply was, if the signals were that great, they wouldn't need the FM simulcast in Harford County. As a radio operator, I know that they can show that map. Anyway, there was the travel time and distance to your advertisers, even if you can't hear the station. My objective was to see if you could improve the show content. Well, and that's all, he says. Well, you know, here's my deal. There are so many applications out there, so many apps that you can download to listen to the show. There are so many ways that you can listen to the show on the WCBM.com app. You can listen to, how many different apps are there, Michelle, out there where you can listen to radio? And I don't know them all. iHeartRadio and, you know, many, many, many. So we know that our show signal is not restricted to, you know, the breach of the AM signal. It's only restricted to your interest in the show and whether or not you want to listen and find a way to listen. I've got a buddy, John, out there in Ellicott City who bought himself a radio when the streaming goes down. But I simply said, WCBM.com, you know, put the app down and you should be able to get it. And I understand the miracles of modern technology. Sometimes the streaming goes down on one app or another, or something happens here. Unforeseen. That's the way it is in cyberspace. Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yep.
Even on radio, it can happen.
Huh?
Even radio, it can happen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
Tower goes out,
lightning strikes, flood in the building, which happened earlier this year. Even this piece of technical hardware that I have here in the show that I'm in this house that I'm broadcasting from, to me that's miraculous. I don't have to drive to Baltimore anymore. I can sit here and talk to Michelle in Baltimore. We can have a conversation. Somebody can call in from anywhere in the world to 410 WCBM 680 and talk to me here in Easton through technology. So anyway, I wanted to share that. Like I said, I did not reply to this fellow. I was not angry. I was upset for a minute, Robin more so, but I just take it in stride. If you folks don't like the content, notice in there that was nothing but criticism. There was no suggestions on how to make anything better. You know, there wasn't any, hey, how about this? Could you try that? We'd like to hear this. We'd like to hear this. It was just, you don't do this anymore. You don't do that. You don't do this. You don't do that. Your station sucks. Your content sucks. You know, and your bumper music sucks. So make a suggestion. Give me something I can reply to and say, you know, that's a great idea. Let's reach out and try that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. By the way, I did talk to the owner of Spurry's Tire Service the other day. And I asked him, I said, did that guy from Baltimore ever come down and get his tires? He goes, yeah, a couple of them. He said, it's amazing. You know, I hear about from people every day that hear about the show. You know, I'm like, well, you're here in Easton. I mean, the station's out of Baltimore. I know, but, you know, people love that show. I said, well, okay, great. I'm glad it's working for you. Well, I don't advertise, but, you know, I like your show. I said, okay, great. Spurry's Tire Service, located corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They've got American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. That's what they like, American-made. But if you need Michelin or Yokohama or something else for your car, your truck, they've got it. Any make or model of vehicle, they can take care of. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard or your barnyard. You know, you got a big piece of farm equipment, you got a lawnmower, you got a wheelbarrow, they'll take care of your tire service for sure. Tire repair, full service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that check engine light comes on, 24-hour truck service and more, that's kept Spurry's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. That's the number I call, 822-7384. No appointment needed for tires. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. One more time, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we'll be right back.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Big warm-up coming our way for the weekend. Thankfully, today, the humidity stays low for one more day. We're at 87 degrees this afternoon. We're tonight 68. Sunshine Sunday up to 92. And partly cloudy on Monday with a high of 97 degrees and close to daily records for Monday afternoon. We'll be in the low 90s Tuesday and Wednesday also. Kind of a heat wave unfolding late this weekend and early next week for Monday. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Argo extreme terrain vehicles are what hunters and anglers think when it comes to navigating the toughest terrain. Shanks Argo in Chambersburg is the Mid-Atlantic's premier Argo XTV dealer. From the marshes of the Delmarva to the mountains of Western Maryland, Argo provides extreme terrain performance for getting you there and getting you back. The Argo family of extreme terrain vehicles covers a full range of models for every recreational and professional requirement. Visit Shanks Argo to choose the vehicle series and model that best suits your extreme conditions. The Magnum side-by-side, the Frontier 6x6 and 8x8, the Aurora Huntmaster 8x8, and the Frontier Scout 6x6. You can test drive these in-stock Argos at Shanks Argo, 4900 Molly Pitcher Highway in Chambersburg, PA. 717-375-1025. That's 717-375-1025 or visit shanksargo.com. Argo, the world standard for amphibious off-road mobility at Shanks Argo.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
This is Bob Weinholt with Horizon Cinemas, inviting you to tune in to Movie Talk, Saturdays at 4 o'clock. Get the latest information on the movie industry. Hear our special guests discuss the entertainment business. Get a heads up on the new releases coming to town. Get a little behind-the-scenes info and listen for special events being held at any of the five Horizon Cinema locations. That's Movie Talk, every Saturday at 4 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, lightening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way.
All right, we're back with Patrick from Ellicott City. Morning, Patrick. How are you?
Good morning. Sorry to hear the negative review, but I guess it's good to hear other viewpoints and get you thinking.
Oh, yeah, you get me thinking. No question. No question. So.
Now, I try to patronize your sponsors all over, and they're all over the state, you know?
Yeah, yeah, they are. So's the show. So's the show. And the point is, you know, it is a we talk about bear hunting in Western Maryland. We talk about goose hunting on the Eastern Shore. I'm not big into the offshore thing. It's not my thing. I mean, I'll talk about it, you know, but it's such a small part of the audience, the people that are able to, you know, fish the white marlin open. I mean, I can go to Ocean City and watch the weigh-in. That, but, you know, and appreciate the fish. But as far as the money game and, you know, a $6 million marlin or something like that, that's out of my league, and I think that's out of the league of most of our listeners. I try to keep it local, friendly, you know, every man type of thing. And if, you know, if your status is up there, you're not listening to me anyway.
All right.
I'm not trying to pick on our audience. There might be, you know, there might be multiple billionaires that are tuning in right now, or not. But I'm a common man. I'm a middle class guy that loves to hunt and fish, and I've been doing it all my life. And you know, I'm reasonably intelligent. I read a lot. I've done a lot. I've been out there a lot, and I just like to share my knowledge. And because of what I do, my career, publishing, broadcasting, and so forth, I'm able to interact with people within the Department of Natural Resources, you know, people in the hunting community, people in the fishing community, even people involved in politics. So, you know, the 2A stuff, not my strong suit, but I know the people that are, and we can get them as a guest if they will agree to come on, you know. So,
yeah, I agree.
You know, the other thing is, Patrick, I've met you in person. You know, yeah. I've met a lot of the people that listen to the show.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and sure. In 35 years, you meet a lot of people, and it's nice. I was at a little fishing show one day, and somebody turned around, kind of tapped me on the shoulder, you know, poked me a little bit, and said, "I recognize that voice. You're Alan Ellis." I said, "Well, thank you. I appreciate that." But, you know, I also have tried not to let this go to my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do a great job, man. I'm always excited to listen every Saturday morning, even if I don't feel like getting up out of bed. But it's the only time that I get out my old the CC radio. Or, you know, when I'm up in Pennsylvania, I use the Wi-Fi to find you. Yeah, and actually, that's a pretty good signal.
Yeah, well, there's nothing wrong with that. That's great, man.
But I appreciate all you do. And
all right. Thanks for the call, Patrick.
Yep. All right.
And I appreciate the good thoughts. I really do. So,
yeah. Excellent.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be talking to you.
All right, Patrick. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
There we go. All right. Let's see. We've got somebody else up here. Andy. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Andy, I wanted to give you a call, and first, I love your show, but which is obviously a good thing, but I'm going to be kayaking up around Paw, West Virginia.
Yes, sir.
Actually, myself and my daughter are going to be trying to do a little bit of bass fishing, and my question is, I think it's Old Town, which is about 5 miles north of the Paw Bends, down to the Bends, and then into the five or six Bends.
What's your question on the
deep spots and eddies and such?
Well, I don't know that area. I don't know that area, you know, too well at all, as far as, you know, being able to tell you where the hot spots are. But, you know, if you're a kayaker and a fisherman, you know how to read the water a little bit. You've got to know how to read the water. You know,
sure.
Now, are you fishing? How are you fishing? What are you fishing with?
Just fishing with probably Rapala, maybe a little bit, throw some rooster tail.
Yeah, okay.
Have some live night crawlers.
I got you. Up that way, on live night crawlers, okay, you're going to do okay. You might catch a couple channel catfish. You're probably going to be ate up with things like fall fish and some bluegills or rock bass, excuse me, and that type of thing. So that's going to be your smaller fish. Now, my dad caught his biggest smallmouth that he ever caught on the North Branch of Potomac in West Virginia with a night crawler. He drifted it. He saw where the water went in under the roots of a tree along the bank, and he threw that night crawler in there and came out with a 20.5-inch smallmouth, which was pretty impressive for the river.
Amazing, yeah.
Yeah. My biggest from that area was 18.5, and 18.5, I've tied that once on the Cheat River and once on the Potomac. That's been my biggest fish. We fished a lot of night crawlers, a lot of live minnows and that type of stuff. The rooster tails, good chance you'll catch a trout. Good chance you'll catch a smallmouth. Again, rockfish and that type of rock bass are probably going to hit that as well. The floating Rapala, that's your key right there for smallmouth. You're going to want to find...
Okay.
Yeah, if you have a gold one, that's probably going to be better than a silver, but the silver works just fine. I like a number 9 size. It's not the big 6-inch or 5-inch one. It's about 3.5 inches, and it imitates a small minnow. Find some smoother spots in the water. You know, you're not going to be able to fish that too well in the rapids, but find some slower spots. Throw it up against the rocks. Throw it up against the tree cover if there's any up there. Let it sit. It'll float a little bit. Let it sit quietly. Let it drift about 3-4 feet, and then pop your rod tip. Okay. When you pop your rod tip, the front of that bait's going to dive. Just, you know, dive and pop back up. You want to twitch that. You want to twitch that bait and not reel it as you know, much as you can to the end of the drift. You just want to pop it down through there, okay, and leave it on the surface, but pop that lure in, make it look like a wounded bait fish, okay?
Okay.
Now, the other thing is throw that Rapala upstream and reel it faster than the current. It's going to be floating by you, okay, but reel it faster than the current, and when it gets to the end, you're just going to reel it in. You may get a follow. You may get a hit on the way in. You may not. But, you know, that's a couple of, you know, easy tips for fishing a Rapala.
Yeah. Do you
need me to repeat any of that, or are you following with me?
No, I'm following with you, and
okay.
Then we'll try to catch the early part of the day and the late part of the day. But at this point here in late August, is probably a little wiser to kind of stay to the surface.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Now, I will say this about a rooster tail, okay, or any inline spinner. It can be a Meps, it can be a rooster tail, it can be anything. When you throw it out upstream, okay, and as it's coming down, keep it moving, keep that blade spinning, but every now and then, just stop it for half a second. Stop your retrieve, pop it, let that blade start spinning again, and when it swings downstream and you get right near the end, stop it one more time and pop it just as it comes to the end of your line downstream.
Okay.
Because a fish will follow that flash all the way down, and if it thinks it's going to escape and go back upstream, that's when it's going to hit it right before you come to the end of the drift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me know how you make out. I'd love to hear it.
Oh, okay. I will do that. And let me see, you mentioned on the repeller number three, huh?
So that's... No, number nine.
Number nine, yeah.
Number nine, yep. In gold, if you can find it.
Yeah. And so that would be a fairly big repeller.
Nope. Not as big as, I'm not sure what the number is of the one that's about 6 inches long. You want the next size down.
Okay.
Like 3.5 inches, and I think it's a 9.
Okay. Oh, yes. There's plenty to go on. I'll be going over to Clyde's.
Yeah.
I know one of your sponsors. They're great people.
They are. They're wonderful people.
Yeah.
Long-time sponsor.
I appreciate it very much.
My pleasure,
good,
buddy.
Good help there.
Okay. All right. I'm glad to do it. Glad to do it. Yep.
All
Thanks,
right.
Andy. Have a great trip.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Hey, you know, Backyard Billy's also has a division called Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America is the people that supply the heat sources, the gas fireplace inserts, the gas stoves, the freestanding wood stoves, freestanding pellet stoves, the pellet stove inserts, the wood fire inserts. For your alternate or primary heat source, and they have a wide selection. They have Enviro and they have Regency, and they all make different things, and that's the place to go if you need something like that. They also carry the pellets in bulk. They love dealing with you. I like dealing with Backyard Billy's because of A, their personnel know the product. B, they are very friendly and very accommodating. And C, the price is good. Backyard Billy's is located right off exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If you're coming from the bridge, if you're going from this part of the shore, you're going, you know, west, you want to get off there at Route 18 there in Graysonville, drive into town, and turn right on Evans Avenue. But they have all that stuff, so why not stop by this weekend? They're open 7 days a week. Get ready for the coming cold weather. Even though it's 90 degrees, it's going to be 30 out there soon, and you're going to want something to heat up your house. Natural gas, pellet, wood, they got you covered. Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. BackyardBillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, open 7 days a week, exit 44B Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America Backyard Billies is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.